Oh, I can hear you absolutely fine, yeah.
And that's great, and we can hear you better. Now, the reason I wanted to get a better quality line is, obviously, Corfe Castle was in the news recently on BBC Radio 7, run across the south, and nationally too, because of some controversy around a pub in Corfe Castle and a Hungarian torchbearer.
Yeah, that's right. There were four torchbearers selected for Corfe Castle. One of them was a chap called Richard Verez, who's a kickboxer from Budapest. Now, the reason that's controversial is because Michael Turner, who lives in the castle inn pub, was extradited to Hungary in 2009. He was charged with fraud after a business collapsed in 2005, which he strenuously denied. But before he was charged with anything, he was incarcerated in a former KGB prison for 3 months, kept in his cell 23 hours per day. His only sort of exercise was on a rooftop cage, which was temperatures in minus degrees some nights. He's still on trial now. He's waiting to go back to Budapest to finish out his trial. There's never, up to this point, been enough evidence to prosecute him of anything. But the family have been through absolute hell. It's cost them a fortune. There's huge feeling about it here in the village. There were candlelit vigils held while Michael was incarcerated. So there was a lot of concern and a lot of just anger, really, when it was announced that there'd be a Hungarian running through here. There were some notes in the parish council. There was talk of people having a protest. But actually, Michael's dad, Mark, who runs the Castle Inn pub, is with me. And you're flying the Hungarian flag today.
I know, it's a great day here in Corfe today, very festive, carnival-like, people lining the streets. It's a great day, it's fantastic to be celebrating rather than protesting. Absolutely brilliant.
Because obviously everybody was worried that this would all, people would be turning their backs on the runner as he came past. You and I did a story on this about a month ago on the breakfast programme, and I wrote to Locog and said, look, this might not go down very well if you send a Hungarian man running straight past this pub where Michael used to live. And they've changed that around, so you must be pleased with that.
Oh, very pleased. Like I say, it's much better to come out and celebrate rather than come out and protest. So thank you, Radio Solent.
Excellent news. Thank you very much. So the controversy has been avoided, Alex. Richard Verez is running in wool, I think, rather than running here. There was never any bad feeling towards him. He's a great young athlete, kickboxer. Everyone would have been pleased to see him. But obviously, it was just a very awkward statement had a Hungarian come past this particularly pivotal part of Michael's home life. But that's not going to happen. We are going to get Valerie Miley Creese from Bournemouth. We're going to get Dean Lightwood from Brighton, Sam Cousins from Wareham in a few moments' time. We're all stood by the gates of the school. The kids are screaming, they're waving their flags. Everyone knows it's on its way. It isn't raining, which is the best thing, and hopefully they'll be along in a few moments' time.
All right, thank you very, very much. Sam Cousins is 18, Dean Lightwood is 43, and Val Miley Creese, well, she's ready.
Follow the journey of the Olympic flame across the South.
My name is Val Miley Creese. I'm a major in the Salvation Army at Boscombe, but I'm running with the torch in Corfe Castle. I was nominated from a lady within the church who I think recognised that as well as doing the things I'm supposed to do, as in the preaching and the